very thankful this evening to be on the call again, and we are very happy and thankful to have those who are on the call, especially those who may not be members of the Church of Christ. You are very honored and distinguished guest of the audience. We are studying the book of Hebrews, the book of faith, and for to be saved, we all must understand an important thing is that we believe that the Bible is right. That's what we believe, and that's where our faith is coming from hearing the Word of God. And we believe that Jesus hung, bled, and died on Calvary, shed his blood, and washed his sins away in baptism, in that same blood. Purchased his church, the only one you ever read about in the Bible, the Church of Christ. Now this evening, Hebrews chapter 11, continuing our study of the book of Hebrews, and we're in the chapter of faith now. We've been talking about faith, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, the sub, the bottom, the foundation of everything we believe. Everything we believe rests on what's in this book. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to pick up there in verse number 17. And I titled this sermon, When He Was Tried. Verse 17, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he had received the promises, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence he also he received in him a figure. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, that's my title, when he was tried, hopefully this evening, this afternoon, you will leave thinking about the test of faith. If any man of God on record, this is probably the sternest test of any man of God on record in the Bible. And I don't know how many men could have done this and carried out what Abraham did. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 22 this afternoon, so you can go ahead and start turning there. But we're talking about the patriarch, Abraham, the one who God promised that he would bless all nations through his seed. We learned about that this morning. And his son Isaac. Abraham's faith was tested. He had to offer his only son that the promise could come through him. Hebrews 11:2, it says, by the faith, the elders obtained a good report. Well, if you know anything about report cards, to get a good report, you must be tested. Someone visiting with us on call this evening, this afternoon, will be tested when I give the invitation. And I give information from the Word of God. It's a test of faith, test of what you believe. Now, here's how you know. If you don't obey, you fail the test. If you obey God, you pass the test. And when you pass the test, you get a good report. So the patriarchs of old, the elders, obtained a good report because they passed the test of faith. Abraham is one of those men. By faith, this afternoon, if you're on the call, you can make the confession you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You can make the confession, give your body to be buried with him in baptism, that your sins can be washed away, become a member of the only church in the Bible. That's a test of faith for you to believe that. Someone may be a member of the Lord's church. Life is testing your faith. But when you obey God, test fails. When you obey God, the test is passed. It's a good report. Maybe you stop fighting the good fight of faith this afternoon. Maybe you stop trusting in God to make you a way out of no way. Maybe you fall from the church and become unfaithful. You find yourself missing more and more conference calls and not listening as much as you used to. You find yourself doing what you were doing before you ever were baptized. Or maybe you start going back now. You're starting to back to cursing and drinking and partying and shacking, or back to those old ways that you know you tried to give up. Maybe you've gone back. You're no longer at peace with God. You got a situation in your life, you know if something happened right now, you will lose your soul because you're not at peace with God. You feel like you're maybe, when you come among the people who believe like you believe, you know, there's a feeling of being an outsider now because I know I'm not living that life that I know I should be living as a Christian. If you're on the call this evening, and you in that situation, you fell in your test. It's a test of your faith. When you try, you've been tried. That's what happened. And so this afternoon, we try to help you. We can look at Abraham. Let's look at Abraham. See if we can get some help this afternoon. going to be there most of the afternoon for this lesson. We'll start at verse number 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. Someone this afternoon need to say, just like Abraham, behold, I am, here I am. Watch the test that God gives him. And when he said tempt there, that means test, same thing. And verse number 2, he said, take now thy son, thy only son. Now this is a father with one child, Isaac, whom thou lovest. He loved his own son. And get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I tell thee. What a test. Now Abraham knew to offer a burnt offering, that the animal sacrifice must be killed. So he knew, because this is the way they worship. Now we don't do this today, but this is the way they worship. They were offered burnt offerings, but they had to kill the lamb or the ram. What a test. God told him to take your only son, offer him, take his life, and burn it as a burnt offering to me. Now, that's a test for this father. And God is testing those listening right now. It is not even your only son that he wants. But God tests us because he wants your life. And some of you on the call, some on the call today, are not as close as you used to be to God. You're not as close as you should be to God. And you know I'm talking about. But see, God, in Romans, Paul says in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body, and notice this, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. So what God wants for us is a daily sacrifice of living, offering our bodies, presenting our bodies to him. And so we won't have a burn off, but we are tested if we don't offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. Will you pass this test? Are you passing the test of presenting your body to God as a living sacrifice? Will you offer your body as a living sacrifice? Will you say to God, God, you're asking too much for me to give you my life every day? Well, you failed the test. It's a test of faith. It's Abraham when he was tried. That's what I want to talk about. Look at verse 3. Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, took two of these young men with him, and Isaac his son, and cleaved the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Notice, Abraham didn't ask any questions. God said, do, and Abraham moved. Why would you ask questions if you really believe that God is able? If God is able, God say, why would anybody question Jesus or question the Bible? Why would we question God? Why would anyone question baptism when Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved? Why would anyone question, confess your faults one to another, pray one to another? Why would anyone question, confess your sins? Why would we ever question anything God has said do? Just do it. This is what men and women of faith do. We move on what God says. What are you doing this evening, this afternoon? Are you moving by faith? Are you a man of faith? Are you a woman of faith? Are you a young man of faith, young lady of faith? I'm talking to the young youth as well. We're talking to all of us. In order to get to heaven, we got to be men and women of faith, as we talked about this morning. Got to be the Abraham and Sarahs of life. Abraham, that's who we're talking about this evening. Abraham, when he was tried, when he was tested. Notice he moved when God told him. He prepared to make a sacrifice like God told him. He took wood to burn the sacrifice like God told him. He took his only son Isaac like God told him. He went to the one place to make this offering like God told him. Now, y'all, if you're making a list of when he was tried, you can list those. He moved when God told him. He prepared to make a sacrifice like God told him. He took wood to burn like God told him. He took his only son like God told him. He went to the one place that God told him to go to. Keep this in mind. Keep these points in mind as we go through this lesson, especially the one place. What are you doing, Abraham, if we were to ask him? Tell me, I'm moving by faith. What are you doing? I'm moving at God's word. But I know without faith it's impossible. Please, God. He was a man of faith. Verse 4. Genesis 22. Then on the third day, this is important too, the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place, that one place afar off. The third day will be important as I encourage you to move by faith this afternoon. I'm coming back to that. And I pray someone this afternoon will lift up your eyes and see the place and just move on the word of God. Like we said this morning, some say, Bob was listening this morning. I heard God speak through you. Yes, when we read the Bible, God used men like me as earthen vessels to proclaim his word. And that's what we're doing when we're preaching and teaching the word of God. In verse 5 of Genesis 22, Abraham said unto him, his young men, abide ye here with me, with the ass. I and the lad will go yonder. Notice this. And worship and come again to you. So they walked all the way to this mountain, but they didn't worship till they got to the place that God told them to worship at. He said, I'm going to come. He told them, young man, I'm coming back. Look, there's a man of faith. No, I'm coming back to you. Look at his faith. He took his son to sacrifice, but he believed. He believed that both he and his son would come back. He said here, I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again. He didn't say, I'll be back by myself. He believed some kind of way. If he went through this sacrifice, look at his faith. He believed that he would come back. He and his son would come back. Question, if his son is dead in sacrifice, if he had offered him on a burn as a burnt offering and killed him, how would they come back? Abraham is passing in this statement the test of faith. Remember, God is able. And he believed that God was able to come through for him somehow. Remember, God came through for him and Sarah with a child, an old age. We talked about this morning. And the Hebrew writer says back in Hebrews 11, in verse 19, if you turn back there, hold your hand on Genesis 22, look at what the Hebrew writer says. He gives us the answer here. In verse 19, the Hebrew writer says, the reason he was able to make this statement that we will come back, he accounted that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, in which also he received him in a figure. Look at it. Because here's Abraham saying, if I have to kill my son, I can go through with it because I know God is able to raise him up. And he said, and he received him in a figure as one who in his mind had been sacrificed. It was from the altar of sacrifice. It was there some kind of way God would bring him back. He received him in a figure. Look at this. If somebody's helping you, is going through some things in your life, but you need to this lesson. And you need to know that you need to be like Abraham, and no matter what the situation you're in, account that God was able. Account that God is able. This will help you move when God tells you to. This will help you prepare to make a sacrifice like God told you. It will help you go to the place like God tells you to go. Back to Genesis 22 now. Verse 6. Watch this man of faith. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it up on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father. Now Isaac, this son had done worship like this before. So he's got to be thinking in his mind. He said, Father. And Abraham heard his son call him. He said, here am I, son, my son. And he said, behold me, I see the fire, I see the wood, but where is the animal? Where is the lamb that we're going to kill for the burnt offering? See, now, first I want to talk about Isaac here a little bit. Remember, he's Abraham's only son. But look at his obedience, his respect. He's not talking, he's just simply starting to wonder. And he says to him, my father, out of respect. And Abraham says, here I am, my son. They acknowledge one another, a father and a son. And sometimes, as fathers, when our children are stressing, When our children are asking questions, when our children don't understand, they need to hear a father. This is why it's important for the men out there who may not have been a father to your children, to know that children need a father. And no, sadly to say, no woman, even though the world wants us to believe it today, can step in and be a father. She can't do it. God didn't design it that way. God designed men to be fathers, not women. Women are to be mothers. Women can be no more fathers than men can be mothers. That's God's route. And so you got to understand, when a young boy is growing up, to the women in the audience, to the women that are listening, and that father is not in that child's life, I'm saying to you, don't punish the child because you and your man not doing good. You make sure that son has his father in his life. And for the fathers who don't want to be in their children's life, some fathers, even on this afternoon, you know you have not been a father to your children when they were stressing or when they needed you. You wasn't there. They were asking questions. They didn't understand what was going on in their life. You wasn't there. You was out partying. You was out drinking, or you was in the streets, or you were never at home, or you were chasing your career. You was chasing them dollars. But this afternoon I'm asking a question. Are you ready to make a change? Are you ready to make a change? Because you are being tried as I talk about you right now. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about the fathers that have neglected their children. I'm talking about you this afternoon, and I'm putting you on test. Will you pass the test? What is your wife thinking about you right now? What is your little boy thinking about you right now? What is your little girl thinking about you right now? What do you think about yourself, more importantly, my brother? Can you say, "Here I am, son"? Can you say to your wife, "Here I am, honey"? Have you left your wife? Have you left your children? Are they on their own now? Yeah. You're struggling right now, probably. You're struggling. You're not with your wife. You're not with your family. But you're on the call. You say, "Brother Brooks, what's going on with my life? I want to be a good husband. I want to be a good father to my children. What's going on?" Hey, here it is. You're being tried. Your faith is being, but you're being tried. So what am I going to do? Move. Like God told you to move. Do what God tells you to do. Act the way God tells you to act. Respond the way God say respond. And then say to your family, "I'm home. I'm back. What's changed, Dad? What's different?" I heard a message today. Abraham was tried and he made it. And I heard Brother Brooks speak. I heard God speaking through him. He was saying to me, "You can make it too. I can be the man I want to be. I can be the husband I want to be. I can be the father I want to be to my son, to my Isaac." And my Isaac will respect. "But Dad, I see the wood. I see the fire. I see you working. I see you trying. I hear your mother arguing, what are we going to do? How are we going to make it, Dad?" I got an Abraham on the call. Got an Isaac. If you're sitting down as a family and you listen to this conference call, I want the Abraham to look at your eyes sitting at the table with you. What is he doing? Is he on the phone? Is he playing a game? What are you doing, Dad? Are you listening to me? Are you asleep? He said, well, brother, what are you doing? I'm trying to come into your home. I'm coming in through the phone with the word of God And I'm talking to the fathers this afternoon. I'm talking to the sons. I want to grow up and be like my dad. What kind of dad? He was a man of faith. But if not, if I leave my children, nothing else, I want them to say dad was a man of faith. Did he get tried? Yes. Was it tough? Yes. But what was it about him? He never gave up. Don't you want that said about you? Accounted that God is able? That's why we can do it, brothers. That's why you can make it tonight, this afternoon. Get back to Genesis 22. What's Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father said, his father, and said, my father, he says, here am I, son. And he said, behold, I see the fire, the wood, the horns, and lamb for the burnt offering. Watch how the father responds. Abraham said, my son, I have to wonder, as he spoke to him right then, he says, my son, the only words, the only answer I have is God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. He gave them the most comforting answer he could give. And for every one of us on the call this afternoon, the most comforting answer to our souls, and to anyone listening, when we're going through trials and we're being tried and we're being tested and we're being put in the fire and we're up a difficult decision, difficult circumstances, a difficult situation that I have been put in, and somebody asks, how you going to make it, Brother Brooks? God will provide for himself a lamb. For the man and woman who passed the test of faith, the future is unknown. You can only live in the present. The past is gone. The only answer to the future is God will provide. You may be tried financially. What is your answer? God is provided. You may be, it may seem like every time you take one step forward, you get yourself together and things going good, and bang, there go your account. It's in the negative, and then people snatching your money, and then here you are again, robbing Peter to pay Paul, and you get tired of it, and all of a sudden you just say, what's going to happen? I'm going to say, remember now, God will provide. He always comes through some kind of way. Testing your faith. Maybe try with sickness. What is the answer? God will provide doctors and medication and things you need. Maybe you're a single young lady being tried. What is the answer? God will provide. Maybe somebody's marriage is being tried. You're tussling with each other. You're struggling to make this marriage work and make it happen and go the way God wants you to go. It seems like it's a tug of war. Who's going to win the war? And the tug is because two people are being tested. Because no one loses when God is in the middle of the marriage. And when two people are not together and two people are struggling to make a marriage work, God is not in the center of that situation. And the easiest answer for the person who's 50% there is say, you know what? God will provide and I'll do my part. Somebody on the call this morning ready to say that. This afternoon, rather. Verse 9, they came to the place, Genesis 22, which God had told them of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar on the wood. Now, Isaac got to know right now, I'm the one he's getting ready to slaughter. He got to be thinking about what is happening. So there is this one place where Abraham does everything God told him to do. This one place. This place of worship. The place where he made the sacrifice. And that place was in that mountain. But there is a place today. The one place that you and I must be in order to make heaven a home and to be pleasing to God, that place is in the one church. In Acts 2:47, the Bible said, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily. The place where men and women of faith can carry out their faith and be complete is when they're in the one church. So Abraham was at the one place to carry out. So I'm going to come back to that in just a minute. In Genesis 29:9, they came to the place and God told, and God had told them. And Abraham built an ark and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham, visualizing, stretched forth his hand. Think, you know how you stretch forth your hand like you're getting ready to kill something. He took the knife to slay his son, cut his throat. Abraham, when he was tried, went to the place, the one place God told him to do it. Abraham went to the place and built what God told him to build. Abraham laid the wood in the order God told him. Abraham bound Isaac, tied his son, laid him on the altar when he was tried. Laid him up on the wood when he was tried. Abraham, when he was tried, stretched forth his hand. Abraham, when he was tried, took the knife to slay his son, and the Bible says the angel of the Lord called him out of heaven in the midst of coming down on his son. Out of heaven comes this voice of an angel, and it said, Abraham, Abraham, he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon me. Neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God. Seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, not just that son, thy only son, from whom God speaks through the angel, saying, I know you fear me now. He was testing his faith. And Abraham lifted up his eyes, and we will look up to heaven. And Abraham lifted up his eyes, and he looked, he was looking at his son, he looked up, and behold, that means look. Says, look, a lamb, a ram. Behind him, you see a ram caught in the thicket by his horn. Abraham went, took that ram, and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. See, God had told Abraham, don't touch the lamb, don't touch your son. God told Abraham through his angel, I know you fear me now because you did what I asked you to do. Abraham, when he was tried, he passed the test of faith. He didn't question God. What he did when he passed the test, he knew somehow, some way, God would provide. What about you this afternoon? What is your situation like? Will you pass this? Will you try? No doubt in my mind, somebody on the call got to have this message. Somebody, this message is sticking. It's coming home. It's coming down your street, as we would say. It's penetrating your heart. It's going into your mind. In Hebrew, right, if we go back to Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 17, the Hebrew writer says it like this. Here's why Abraham passed the test. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall that seed be called. Earlier, verse 19, counting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead. See that? What is this lesson all about? A test of faith. Trial. Being tried in life. holy to God. My brother, my sister, my friend, my neighbor, the listening audience this evening, understand this, that in life we will have our trials. We will have our test of faith. Because God said, after he tested us, Now I know you fear me. Now I know. Don't touch yourself. It is because Abraham never questioned God. He just went through it. And what Abraham knew all along, my God is able. And I don't know where you're at this evening in your life, but I want to leave you with that thought. That somebody on this call, it could be hundreds on the call, but somebody, it might be just one person, two people talking to. That you're really in this situation. That God is asking you through his word this evening, will you fail again? Will you leave me again? Or will you do everything I've asked you to do and watch me provide? The greatest thing God can provide to any of us is a peace of mind, knowing that we serve a God that's able. And I want you to know this evening, if you're on the call and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, Abraham and Isaac were figures of God and Jesus. God the Father and God the Son. God provided a lamb for our salvation in the person of Jesus Christ. His only son, as Isaac was, Abraham. He provided a place, and he asked his son to build the altar in that place. And Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I will build my church. And the church that he built, she wears his name. It's the Church of Christ. If you believe that with all of your heart, God so loved you as Abraham loved his only son, that God would go to the ultimate sacrifice that no man would do. Jesus said, greater love had no man than this. He willingly was laid on the altar. He willingly, as Isaac, laid on the cross, like Isaac laid there. He just looked at his father and said, my father, my father. Jesus stayed on the altar. He offered himself sacrifice. You know, so thankful that God was able to raise him up early on a Sunday morning, the third day, just like Isaac. The third day is the third day that we reference in Genesis 22. It was the third day, which is the first day of the week. He rose up with all power in hand. God raised him up. In Acts 2, the Bible says, God raised him up from the dead. And God got his son up. And God got up and his son rose up with all power in his hand. Matthew 28:18, he said, go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. His son got up with all power. And he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And men and women that are going to be saved will believe by hearing the word of God. They will hear the gospel story of the death, burial, and resurrection of his only son. Believe it with all of their heart. Repent of their sins. Confess Jesus to be the Son of God. And they will render their bodies and be buried in Christ, with Christ in baptism. Romans 6:3 and the following verses. Galatians 3:26, Acts 2:38, 1 Peter 3:21, Acts 22:16, all reference baptism, Mark 16:15-16. That's what Jesus said. That's what God said do. What did Abraham? How did he fast? He did. He went. He did everything. him to do. He was a man of God, and men of God and women of God don't question God. They don't question what he say do. They don't question the one church. They don't question anything. They just do what God told them to do, just like Abraham did. Abraham, when he was tried, he moved. When God told him to move, he made a sacrifice like God told him. He burnt sacrifice like God told him. He offered his only son like God told him. He went to the place that God told him to go. The place that you need to be is in the church of Christ. If you're on the call then, you are in the church, you're a member of the church. And I hope and pray. I hope and pray if you're a member of the Lord's church and you're at the moment about to give up, you find yourself backsliding, or you see yourself in a place you don't want to be, you can get off the call this evening and say, I know what's going on. I was doing good. But here's the answer to that. My faith is being tried. And I'm going to pass the test. Because I know I'm preparing to meet my God one day. And when I meet him, I want to pass the test with a good report. Like Abraham, like Isaac, like Jacob, like Enoch, like Abel, and other men and women of faith, Sarah. And you want to be like him. You want to be like Abraham, you see, because you've been tried. Maybe you need to make confession. Maybe you need to ask God to forgive you. Or maybe you just need prayer this evening. We want you to do it. We're getting ready to sing a song of encouragement. If you want to call you a visitor, not a member of the Church of Christ, the first thing you need to do is believe everything you've heard today. Repent of your sin. Believe that God is Jesus, God's Son. Be willing to confess him before men, saying, I believe that Jesus Christ, Son of God. Get baptized today for remission of your sin. You start your journey. You start your journey as a man or woman of faith, members of the church. If you need us to pray with you, we sing this song of encouragement.